There's our beloved master, the great cosmic being, beloved Saint Germain, speaks his heart to us this hour. We ask our beloved I Am Presence to pour every blessing our life streams can give to him for our service, whatever he knows is needed for the purity, freedom, protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth, for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To him be all honor, all glory, all obedience, all praise forever. Beloved of my heart, since you come to abide within the heart of the world, the permanent atom in the heart is the life of perfection, placed here by the great cosmic beings who govern the destiny of all in this system of worlds. I welcome you into the heart flame of the sacred fire's love of immortal purity. I hope you may abide here in all the perfection that the ascended host can pour forth at this time to enfold you, your loved ones, and all with whom you come in contact. May the ever-increasing intensity of the sacred fire's heart flame blaze as a sun presence in and around each of you, revealing its reality, releasing its power through you, that you may use that power to create and manifest the victory that the cosmic law commands manifest in this world, and which is a fulfillment of the great divine plan. When individuals are so incessantly in contact with the discord of the outer world, they only comprehend a small part of that which our words convey. The outer world demands your attention all the time in order to take away from you your life. And it but pours back to you the discord of outer world conditions. We come from great heights of immortal perfection. We draw forth the heart flame of our love. We give without limit the immortal purity and blessing from the ascent of Master's octave, and we are ever seeking to produce the miracles of perfection to fill you and surround you with the same great happiness and perfection that is our way of life, that is our octave of manifestation, that is our heaven on earth. Today, with your cooperation and assistance, I will make every effort to help remove from your emotional bodies the substance and the accumulation of discord gathered through habit that forms what you call the habits of the outer self. Sometimes those are habits of thought and feeling. Sometimes they are habits of spoken word. Sometimes they are the habits of action. But nevertheless, they are but an accumulation of energy, vibrating at whatever rate of vibration produces those qualities that create discord or otherwise. I wish I might make clear to you and make you thoroughly understand how great are the blessings, how marvelous is the power, and how victorious you can always be. If you were at all times the commanding, controlling presence within your feeling world that would not let your feeling say or do one thing to hurt any part of life. If I could show you for just one day or one hour what could be done for you and through you when you hold absolute purity and harmony within and will not allow discord of any kind to go forth from you, you would be utterly amazed at what you could do within 1 hour or one day if this were maintained permanently. Now, when you try with all you are and have, you do accomplish that which you continually try to do until it is accomplished. So long as you make conscious effort to rule it, to master it, to prevent what is discordant, or to hold that which is perfection in your outer affairs, so long as you continually command the outer self to hold its attention upon the perfection you want to manifest, sooner or later you create it, sooner or later it manifests to you to bless you. If you do not hold this mastery over your own feeling and you allow discord to go forth, then sooner or later it comes back and masters you. We are nearing a point where we wish to increase the power around each one under this radiation. And when I speak of power, I mean the concentrated energy by which you will be able to do very much greater things with less energy and produce the perfection that you really desire. It takes a great deal of energy at this time to create perfection in a world that is seething with discord. It not only takes the energy to create the perfection you desire, it takes energy to keep repelled the discord around you long enough to let the perfection be created. So when we offer this added power from the Ascended Master's octave, we cannot give it to you unless you have absolutely conquered every feeling within you to create discord. When we see that you are holding an absolute master hand on your own energy of your feeling, your life in your feeling, and you will not let discord go forth to anybody or anything, we can give you the mightiest blessings and miracles from the Ascended Master's octave that you do not even dream possible for you at this time. We could clothe you in such power to accomplish what the world calls miracles that it's almost indescribable until you begin to use it and you prove to yourself that as you hold your life under your control and no discordant thing will dare to touch you, when you have that master control of your own energy, in your own feeling, and you hold it with a great calm power within, and you will not let discord go forth. My dear ones, if we were absolutely sure that you could hold that self-control, we could make you the most miracle people on the earth. And I'm very anxious to try. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, this isn't just for your progress or your mastery. The purpose of this is that we may have a radiating center to every I Am student, wherever you go in this world, through which, at any time, if we were sure you would hold on to your own feeling and not allow discord to go forth, we could make you ambassadors of protection and security wherever you would go. You would be the protecting presence of all that is constructive. Your nation needs this very much at this hour. In fact, every nation needs it all over the world. The world needs every human being that we can prepare at this time to be clothed in our power to hold harmony with protection enough to repel the discord wherever you abide. This has a far greater meaning and purpose than just your own physical convenience or even your own mastery on the path to your ascension. Unless there can be a stabilizing activity from the ascended master's octave drawn into this physical world to hold a certain amount of undisturbed harmony through which we can blaze the sacred fire to control a certain proportion of the destructive conditions and consume them, if we do not have that, then the chaos breaks loose and destroys everything wherever it goes. So the safety of the nation and the peace of the world and the sanity of mankind depend upon the amount of that sacred fire power that we can draw into the physical world around unascended beings to be like the anchor to a ship, to hold steady and protected that which is constructive until the cosmic law sees fit to remove the destructive forces en masse, or at least in a large proportion, so the balance is maintained by which constructive activities can go forward to release their blessings that will raise mankind to greater and greater perfection and freedom. So the purpose of our calling this to your attention is that you may take the commanding attitude to yourself that you are the heart presence from the great central sun, of the great command to the energy of your being to never again send forth discord. The day you take that stand, the day you hold that dominion, torturous conditions that have distressed you for centuries in human habits will let you go, will let go of you, and you will know a freedom that does not come in any other way. But I tell you frankly, when you want to master the habits of thought and feeling and spoken word in yourself, you must command daily. You must be the being of the sacred fire from the great central sun. You must be the heart flame presence of your higher mental body in the physical body. And that's the presence that commands and says to the energy of the feeding, never again shall you send forth destruction. This is mastery. This is freedom. This is victory over your own vibratory action of your feeling. And once you come to the place where you feel the security and the peace and the power that will be within you when you hold this steel-like control of your own feeling world, you will wonder how in the world you ever survived in the continual discord of the feeling of disturbance of the past. We could clothe you in power, absolutely invincible, that the powers of nature, no destructive force could ever touch, if we were sure that you would never again send forth any destructive feeling. But people do not understand what is in the emotional body. And from now on, either you're going to hold a great calm mastery of yourself and not allow emotionalism of any kind to control your energy, or you're not going to have protection. When you have learned to master your own feeling, you will be at the door of your ascension. So, beloved ones, there's nothing so important as self mastery. The absolute control of your own life energy in your feeling by you, the directing intelligence and master presence of the heart flame of your beloved higher mental body, which it has placed within your heart and given you of itself, that you may master the energy of the outer self and the world in which you move. You have no idea how you can take yourselves out of contact with disturbing conditions when once you attain this firm control of the energy in your feeling. When nobody can disturb you and no condition of the outer world press heavily upon you, if it be discordant, when you are master and controller of your own life energy in your emotional body, I tell you, 90% of your victory is won. So whatever you do, do not let excitement or emotionalism of any kind disturb your feeling. Keep a calm, powerful, poised, peace within you, no matter what takes place in the world around you. If you remember, I said in the beginning of this instruction that someday you must come to the point where no disgruntled comment, no discord of the outer world ever causes a flicker of an eyelash in you to disturb your feeling. That's mastery. So, beloved ones, if we are to pour forth enough energy and sacred firepower from the ascended master's octave to protect that which is constructive, we must do it through those who have control enough of their own emotional world to be the constructive activity and protection around anything and everything that we are trying to raise into the greater perfection, that the ascension may be attained, and in the meantime, that the nation may be protected, that is the heart life of the world. And if the life of the nation is not protected, there won't be a world. So we are very anxious at this time to draw every power from the ascended master's octave by which we can surround you with protection that I assure you is invincible if you, abiding within that, are the great calm master of circumstance that says to all human discord, none of these things move me. We cannot allow in this I am activity any longer anything that is emotionalism, fanaticism, excitement, or a disturbed feeling of any kind. Because whenever the feeling is disturbed, your emotional body is wide open to anything and everything of mankind's destructive activities of the outer world, and you only have protection within your tube of light when you do not allow discord to be created within you that opens the door. So I am come today to be your guardian as powerfully and as quickly as possible, if you will let me. And I'm just hoping you will make your maximum effort and say to this outer self, never again shall you create one wave of discord in my life feeling. When you make yourself the master presence of control of every vibration within you, you will find there are no adverse circumstances for you. Everything will move along harmoniously, permanently, in perfect, balanced, divine order, and it won't take 10% as much energy to do a thing in that harmony by which you are surrounded that it takes you now in struggle to keep repelled the discord of the outer world until you can accomplish something constructive that you wish to bring forth. So as we enter into the Christmas season, because the masses of the people do have their attention upon the Master Jesus, we can give him tremendous assistance to release his outpouring at this time, which I assure you is the all-protecting Christ, the sacred fire of his love to protect everything that is constructive. And we are rendering the same service to anybody and everybody that will refuse to be a part of any disturbed emotional condition of any part of life, no matter where you go. If people do discordant things, turn away from them, rise above them, but I assure you, do not retaliate and do not use the whip of human feeling on any other part of life at this time. I am here to give you protection. The cosmic law wants you to have protection. The great law of love will be that protection. And I assure you, the heart flame of the sacred fire's love does not contain one vibration of discord. So if you will come and live in the ascended master's heart realm of life, which I bring to earth at this time, and abiding within that, you forbid discord to touch your life, your feeling. We can clothe you in the miracle mantle of love's mastery, of invincible, eternal protection. And it will not only be for you, it will be for your loved ones and all who seek to abide within the constructive way of life. So your influence will be very far-reaching and will be the guarding presence about those you love and the things you love in this world, so long as they be constructive. So, blessed ones, your privilege is very, very great this hour. The opportunity to become a sun presence of the great master flame of sacred fire love that says to everything discordant, you shall not pass. And so shall it be established unto you. If you'll try me out, I will bring you many surprises. I would like to surprise you with every blessing we have from the Ascended Master's octave. So if you'll make your maximum effort at self-control, we will do everything the cosmic law permits to make you as invincible against discord as possible, clothe you with every good thing that you may know only the harmony, the mastery, the victory that only the heart flame of sacred fire love can give. And we are that heart flame to the people of this world. The Ascended Master's octave is the heart realm of life. This nation is the heart of the world, and you are the guardians of the heart love that life has placed here to bring purity, freedom, and peace to the earth by conscious command. And most of all, the self-control that will not allow any destructive force to use your life or your world to torture mankind any longer, or to be a danger to the nation or to the freedom that the cosmic law commands must come to earth, and the purification that must precede it must of necessity be anchored around those who seek the constructive way of life and understand this law. So, beloved ones, for every effort you make at self-control, we will enfold you in a thousand times more of our love's sacred fire heart control, until you are strong enough within to hold the invincible harmony by which you go forward and manifest the perfection you want, become the victory that is master over all in this world and is the drawing power that raises you to your ascension. And as you strive for this, will the expansion of the light within you be the strength of the light in the American people to hold to that which is constructive and to prevent the sinister force wrecking the nation or the nations of the Americas to do more damage to life. So much depends on your effort at self-control, and every effort you make, we will unfold in the greater strength of the light to make you strong, each time stronger, to gain your victory and hold the self-command that forbids destructive forces to ever again touch you or your world. This will be a radiation of protection to your loved ones, to all that is constructive within the nation, and will be like an anchor to the ship that holds it steady against the storm that seeks only to destroy. And I assure you, the destructive forces must be driven back into their own cause until that cause is removed from the universe by the sacred fire of purity of the victorious, almighty I Am presence and the ascended master's consciousness for eternity. If you will give me this cooperation, you become the power of the light in the American people to show the way under the constructive activities of the nation and to take this nation out of the clutches of the hordes of the sinister force that seek only to destroy. And we are coming to your assistance that they may not touch you if you will help us by your own command to your own feeling that it shall not send forth discord for any reason. So we are hoping for your victory. We'll pour all the love that will enable you to accomplish it. If you become the almighty peace-commanding presence to yourself and forbid wrong to exist, forbid wrong to approach, forbid anything wrong to touch your life stream or your loved ones, and you must issue this by conscious command. And for every command you give, I will give 100 to help you. Thank you so much. Now you cannot fail if you are as determined to hold control of yourself as I am to protect the nation of my heart, the nation that is the heart of the world, the nation that is the heart flame of eternal freedom unto the ascension. So let us go forward. And the legions of the angels of the sacred fire, the heart flame of almighty mastery, we call into the physical octave to give every assistance to help you go forward to the victory that is not just your victory. It is the victory of the nation, and through the nation, the victory of the world. So let us hold the victory, and only blessings of eternal perfection can ever touch you or your loved ones as you maintain this within yourselves. So I commend you to the great master presence of that sacred fire love, the heart flame from whence you came, the heart flame that is master within you now, and the heart flame that must expand by conscious command to raise you under the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Blessed Saint Germain, thank you for your love. Thank you for drawing us into the light. And no service is too great to give. Nothing is too much effort to give back to you, back to life, everything for the ascension of all. We thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us where we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible heart flame of sacred fire love that wherever we abide, it is the only world we contact, and that which is of human creation can never again touch those under this radiation for any reason. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us whatever you know we need the most to make us strong enough, obedient enough, pure enough, protected enough to do that which needs to be done to save our nation from the sinister forces, desecration, now and forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have poured your love to us through the centuries. Now make us what America needs us to be in order to protect that which God has placed here and forever prevent all wrong. The beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Chons, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever cosmic concentration of the violet consuming flame is necessary to put an end to all mankind's human creation. Do it as quickly as possible, but hold those under this radiation eternally untouched by the discord of the outer world. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my God, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, oh, beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am present on the ascended host. Blessed Saint Germain and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever sacred love of the sacred fires, immortal purity they know we need, make us the strength of billions if need be to hold that purity in America that is protection against the human creation of mankind past and present. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to put forth all it contains in the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the heart flame of immortal, sacred, fire, purifying love that our nation needs to stand against everything that is of human creation, till that human creation is annihilated forever. We thank you.